Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, he is the legendary Seth Everett.
Seth. Legend.
Good afternoon, Seth.
Seth, I have a question. Seth? I have a question before we get started.
Fun.
I would be honest, Seth. I have to be honest. Yeah. I went, took the family to see.
Please don't tell me what happened. I have not seen it.
Hey, Steve, this is amazing. Cause I went to sleep four times and it still wasn't over.
That's like it's like 3 hours.
Man, I'm 50 years old. Cause I'm like, oh. And did I start to cry a little bit? Did I? My wife elbowed me right in my sore rib that I got when I was doing the leap. And that's the one that waked me up. She said, "You're going to miss the ending." I said, "I'm tired." And went back to sleep.
What time show did you go to?
It don't matter where he goes.
Was it like middle of the afternoon?
It doesn't matter. It was early. He goes to sleep in the meantime.
Wasn't even a nighttime show.
He goes to sleep in all movies.
Man, we went looking for tickets. We went looking for tickets in Oak Creek for that show.
Yeah.
Right? The only tickets available all weekend were the very first row. That was it. You got sore neck looking up if you wanted to go see that show. All right, Seth, what you got?
Well, look, to fall asleep during that movie is not acceptable.
I apologize. I'm your guy. I thought we were family.
We are. I accept your apology. But what you're saying is, I have not heard one person at all complain about this movie. And I will say this, it doesn't feel like 3 hours. But I'll tell you what it feels like, and you guys just tell me if you disagree. It felt like the series finale of a long-running show. It felt like Cheers. It felt like Quantum Leap. Like, here's the thing. Everybody got their stories taken care of.
Yep.
I'm not giving anything away.
Please don't.
Do you remember the end of Cheers when Norm walks into the bar, and then Cliff runs into the bar, and then Frasier comes into the bar? Like, they all get their stories tied up, and it has to be in a nice little bow. And that's what the Russo brothers did with a three-hour movie. Like, that movie can't be cut. It was incredibly short. And here's the one thing I will say to back up the statements I made a couple of weeks ago on your show. I was critical of the end of Infinity War. I thought the snap was very contrived because I said, you know, one thing I'd like to assume is that Marvel thinks its audience is smart. And I said, is there a guy in Alabama that walked out of Infinity War and said, oh, my God, they killed Black Panther? Like, that didn't happen. And But I will give credit to Endgame. Because even though it's the worst-kept secret in the world, you still didn't see it coming. And that is very hard to do.
Good. That makes me still want to go see the movie. Very good. I appreciate it. Now, the one thing that we also probably didn't see coming was how bad this Brewers pitching staff was going to be. And today they made more moves. A couple guys gone, a couple new guys coming up from AAA. So the rotation, the carousel, I guess, continues between AAA and the major league level. And to be honest, this is exactly what happened at the start of last year with the Brewers, with a lot of guys coming up and down.
Yep, and that's when, you know, around July, you're going to start to see the opener, and we'll talk about the new wave of baseball. But I was there yesterday, and this is what I'll say. I didn't think Gio pitched that horribly. I thought it was deuced and a bloop here, and it was a couple of bad pitches, but not awful. I am encouraged that the Brewers will figure out how to get him right. I'm not saying he's ever going to be a frontline guy, but I think he can give you innings that you need, and trust me. I mean, if you look at that bullpen, they need innings. Their starters are not giving them the depth that they absolutely need. But I was encouraged. I thought it was great that they hit up on DeGrom, because even though clearly something's wrong with him, you're talking about the reigning Cy Young Award winner. The Brewers bashed him pretty good. So, and I thought it was some good video when Ryan Braun got the beard done.
Yeah.
that'll happen. I mean, the bottom line was he wasn't going to make that catch anyway. So that's the one argument that I couldn't fly on Twitter, because he wasn't going to make that catch anyway. But you took 2-3 from the Mets. You're a game over .500. If I told you the end of May or at the end of April, beginning of May, you'd be a game over 500. Right. Everyone in this room would stand for it.
No, you're right about that, Seth. I think most people would if they are reasonable enough to know what the Brewers were up against this first month. Hey, Gio Gonzalez, what does he bring to the table for the Brewers?
Well, how can he help them? He's a veteran. I hate to say it, but he's been really consistent most of his career until he started bouncing around. Is it possible that he's one of those guys that has a short window and he'll be out of baseball in 2 years? I don't know. I like the signing. I will say this. I heard from other teams that are mad as heck that the Brewers got him. Considering that it wasn't a draft pick and it was just some cash and it's a very incentive-laden deal, Yankee people are upset that the Yankees didn't offer the same contract term because why they had to sign him to a minor league deal when they obviously needed him is a mistake. And number two, there were about six other teams that really wanted his services. So he was sought after. The reason why he was unsigned during the winter was because of his demand, not the other way around. And I thought for the Brewers, this is you're taking a chance. I tweeted this over the weekend, low risk, high reward. If he can't pitch anymore because he was not good in AAA, but like I said, I watched him closely. I was there in person. I watched him. I didn't think he looked horrible. I thought it was a couple of bad, hit him where they ain't kind of plays. And all I say is that warrants to me another shot. I would give him 2, 3, 4 more starts. If he's brutal, don't know. But if he's not, you might have a diamond in the rough.
Yeah. Go ahead, Leroy.
No,
played all that much. I'm assuming they're trying to fix whatever is wrong with Aguilar. This guy was a hero last year for this Brewers team.
I know. And they're going to give him opportunities. I think as long as they are competitive and they're not in that slump mode again, I think he gets opportunities. I like this team to kind of tread water right now. And, I saw it and, I talked to a couple of people that are affiliated with the organization. And they have just such high hopes for him. They want him to do so much better. And this is one of those situations where council and everybody in that coaching staff has to look at him and kind of figure it out. Because you're right. He was part of the heart and soul of last year's team. And I want him to be that again. I'm not asking him to have, an amazing month of May. But he's got to be clutch like he was last year.
Yeah, okay, Yelich is day-to-day. You don't have anybody like him, but you could put a left-handed bat, I guess, at number two in the lineup.
Grandal's batting second.
Okay, that's what I figured. They'd probably just move him up and keep him there. Now, Pena's in there too, Steve.
Nope, Grandal's catching.
Grandal's catching. Are you concerned about the pass balls, Grandal? Because you kind of knew that already coming in. I'm going a game or two back. Say again.
Yeah, it's what I thought he was. He's not the greatest defensive catcher, and you got him for his bat, and as long as his bat contributes, you kind of need his bat now that Yelich, the thing with Yelich is I don't think it's a serious thing, but, he's that important. I mean, he's had a historic month of April. He's the lifeblood of the team. I mean, he's the MVP of the league right now, again.
Right.
And, so any time that you don't have him, you're looking for offense from other sources.
Yeah, a lot of people have been stuffing that Cody Bellinger guy into my saying he's the MVP, but we'll argue another day. But I'm excited about Davies.
I can tell that. It's April.
I tell people that, but they just
– let them think that.
Yeah, right. So Zach Davies, though, he seems to be the ace of everything. But it does concern me with a team like Colorado, teams that can hit at any time and get hot with this pitching staff. So now – If Davies can go 6, maybe 7, because Jeffers, it's went from health to mechanics now, I'm still concerned about the later innings.
I am too. I thought, when Kniebel went down, I thought this team was going to be hurting. And, I know that you have a guy who, Josh Hader that you like, but you can't keep going to the well. I didn't like bringing him in for that 8-out save a couple weeks ago. Jeffers is going to be key because what Jeffers was last year was a rock. He was a guy you could bring in the fifth inning, the sixth inning, the seventh inning, whenever you needed him. And, you want to have that reliability. And right now, you're cautious. One thing I heard Kirk Council say over the weekend was that you have to make sure he takes extra time to get ready. He's not ready in a moment. And, remind me, I have something on Kimball to tell you guys. But the thing that you have to recognize with Jefferson is when you don't have that reliability, it just puts a lot of pressure on everybody else in the bullpen. And I just think this team could use an infusion of another starter and another reliever. I've said that, you know, from the get-go. One thing about Kimbrel, a lot of people are concerned that he is not in tip-top shape and that the layoff, there's only so much self-policing that you can do. You guys are, you know, athletes. You know how important it is to have discipline, but having coaches and trainers really helps you. And I know as somebody, you know, I go to the gym. I do twice as much if a trainer is watching me than when I go by myself. And this idea that Kimbrel might take a while, he might not be ready even when he says he's ready. So, for example, if he signed tomorrow, let's say he signed on May 1st, he wouldn't be up with a big club until, like, May 20th. He wouldn't be right until, like, June 15th. What are we talking about now? We're talking about half a year, and he's not looking for half the money. So Craig Kimbrel is pricing himself out of this market, which is crazy to think because, like I said, there are about half a dozen teams right now that need Craig Kimbrel in the worst way.
Good stuff. There he is, Seth Everett, joining us as always on the Wendy's Big Show on 105.7 FM, The Fan. When's the next podcast coming out, Seth?
Sports with Friends is with the great John Kincaid. That comes out Wednesday. And the Hall of Justice, we're going to talk about something very interesting that I think you guys will like. The Hall of Justice is going to talk about streaming because Disney Plus is going to have all the Disney movies, all the Star Wars movies, all the Marvel movies for $6.99.
Yep.
$6.99 for all of that, including Endgame and Captain Marvel.
Yep.
And the new Star Wars when it comes out.
And there's there's a Star Wars show going to have that looks amazing.
By Jon Favreau, who directed the first Iron Man movie. The idea that Netflix is charging $14 versus $6. I'm sorry, there's going to be a war here, and I think it's going to help the consumer. We're going to do a Hall of Justice episode on the comic book world's impact because AT&T bought Time Warner, which means they have this DC Universe app, but they're going to put all their Justice League and all their Batman stuff on the AT&T app. So now you have Apple TV, you have Disney TV, you have AT&T TV, and Netflix, and Hulu, and Amazon. Why do you need cable? Sorry if cable's the sponsor of your show.
It's all right. We got DirecTV. No. Seth, thanks so much. Enjoy the rest of your day.
I'll talk to you guys. When you see Endgame and you stay up for it, let me know. Text me.
No, I'll let you know. Right. I just got to get tickets for it next. Seth on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Seth. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.